Hello, world, and thank you for tuning in to Everything EHC.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast show are solely those of Everything EHC's guests and hosts. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind, Enchanted Hills Camp, or Maceo.net. Thank you for listening, and please enjoy the show.
And now here is a guy who probably just woke up from a nap. Your host, Maceo.
Everything EHC, Enchanted Hills Camp from Napa, California, on the front lawn in the podcast tent, right in front of La Coya Lake. It's a hot afternoon, but that's okay. We're still podcasting. And I have a special guest who is not a camper. Surprise, surprise, we're mixing it up. I have a staff member in here. Please tell us who you are, how long you've been associated with camp, and where you're from.
Hi, I'm Ziana Rodriguez. I'm from San Francisco, California, and I've been associated with camp for 14 years.
And you did a podcast last year with Everything EHC as a camper.
Yes, I did. I did it with Side Flip Spastic.
That's it. That's it. I was wondering if there was going to be a reunion of that. I haven't heard anything. Busy times, huh?
Yes.
Okay. So, Ziana, what's different this year than last year for you?
Well, this year I came back as a volunteer counselor. I really just wanted to get the experience under my belt. Next year I do plan on going in as a going in for a paid position next year.
Yeah, absolutely. You wanted to make sure you could do it.
Yes.
Yeah, you wanted to before yes. You committed to it. You
test
wanted
the
to
waters.
Make. So tell me a little bit about your working experience. You'd never been here for an adult session or a special needs session, had you?
No.
So you knew what camp life was like as a camper with the youths and the teens, but you'd never experienced the camps outside that, correct?
Yes.
Okay, how was your experience as a volunteer counselor full-time here? For those first two sessions that you never experienced before, tell me about your feelings and experience.
Well, it was definitely a very interesting experience for me. I wasn't sure what to expect. I was definitely pretty nervous going into it. I had heard, you know, different things about it. So I guess I wasn't really anticipating anything. I was just kind of going in with an open mind.
Right.
Just do the best that I could and just kind of go with the flow. There was definitely some challenging moments, but I really enjoyed it.
Good, good. Okay, so it was a totally different vibe for you.
Yes.
And you were at your same lovely camp, but it was totally different than anything that you'd done to this point.
Pretty much. Yeah. Not totally different. I mean, there were some different things. You know, the pace was different.
That's it.
The pace
That's what we're looking
was,
for.
It was definitely
perfect.
A bit more like laid back, kind of,
uh-huh.
than the youth and the teens.
Right,
you know?
Right, right. But they all have their different challenges.
Yes, definitely.
Cool, cool. So we're almost at the end of the summer here. We have several more days of teens here and then a family camp. You're staying through the family camp, I'm assuming?
I believe so.
We're kind of at the end here. It seems like you didn't get too frazzled. You're good. You got wide eyes and you got your big smile on every day. I feel like you handled the whole summer really well. Is this true?
Yes, definitely there have been challenges, but it's been really good. I'm really enjoying it. You know, a lot of people say, oh, summer's really hard. And yes, it is hard, but there's just so much joy in doing this job. I absolutely love it.
Nice.
I think if you love something, then it doesn't feel like work.
That's exactly how I think about it. That's exactly it. If you love seeing the people that you're with and doing the job that you're doing when you get up in the morning and you're ready to go, then it's not really a job.
Yes.
You're just living life.
Yes,
and
exactly.
Loving it. Cool. All right. So, well, we look forward to seeing you next year. Yeah, right?
Yes.
Now we're going to get to know you. I'm going to drill you with some of these questions like I've been doing our campers, all right?
Cool.
You ready?
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Ziana, mm-hmm. What is your favorite fast food?
That's a hard one. I don't really eat fast food.
Okay.
I guess Chick-fil-A.
Oh, that's a good one. If you're not really eating fast food, where are you going out to eat when it's time to go out and eat?
That's a hard question.
Are you eating a lot at home?
Yeah, I eat a lot at home.
Who's cooking?
My mom.
What does
or
she
myself
cook that's really
brother.
Good? What are you guys cooking? What's a meal you, at your house?
Lemon chicken or enchiladas or chilaquiles. Those are really good.
Cool.
Really
good. Is your brother coming tomorrow?
Yes, he is.
Is this official?
Yes.
Okay, cool. It's official. You heard it here first. Andy Rodriguez arriving tomorrow.
Yes.
Cool. Are you the firstborn or is he?
I'm the firstborn.
Okay. And you guys are twins. That's
yes.
why I asked that question. Mm-hmm. You guys get along?
Yes, we
you,
do.
You love your brother, don't you?
Yes.
That's very cool. I like that about you guys. Do you have psychic twin powers activate?
Sometimes I think we do. Mm-hmm. Genuinely, I think that is something that happens. Like, you know, we can't read each other's minds. But
your brain training.
Yeah. We can definitely tell when something's not right, you know.
Yeah, cool. That's cool. Twin activate, twin powers. No, it's wonder twin powers activate,
yeah.
isn't it?
Okay. Wonder twins.
Yeah, cool. All right. So more questions. Your favorite chocolate candy.
Milky Way.
Favorite chewy candy?
Gummy bears.
Ooh, good one. That's a good one. Okay. Have you ever had sushi?
Yes.
Did you like it?
Yes.
Pepsi or Coke?
Neither.
No soda?
No.
What are you drinking instead of soda?
Lemonade.
Ooh, good choice. Do you watch a television show that you enjoy?
Yes.
What would that be?
I watch Malcolm in the Middle.
Really?
Yes.
Is that a good show?
It is.
Okay. I like shows, fun shows to eat during our dinner time because Kate and I eat in front of the TV, and that's always been on our list to start watching when
it's
we finish
show.
Another show.
It's really good.
It's like dinner friendly, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. We'll do that. On your recommendation. Recommended by Ziona on Everything EHC, Malcolm in the Middle. Right?
Yes.
Do you have any musical talent?
Not really. I play a little tiny bit of guitar, but I'm not very good. So.
Do you have any acting talent?
A little bit, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What do you want to be?
When I grow up.
When you grow up.
Well, I'm already kind of sort of
I know,
up,
that's so. Why I stopped.
What do I want to be?
What do you want to be? Dot, dot, dot.
I want to study pharmacology. But a big one is becoming an actor.
Perfect. Hard work, perseverance,
yes.
right?
Yes.
Excellent. Okay. Name five of your favorite songs.
That's a really hard one. Five of my favorite songs.
Right now, five of your favorite songs right now, not all-time favorites. What
okay.
are you listening to right now? You showed me some yesterday. What do you got?
Wonderwall by Oasis.
Perfect.
Good Goodbye by Linkin Park.
There's two.
Time by Hans Zimmer.
Good. One more.
Smashing Pumpkins, 1979.
Okay, there you go. She just read it off of her phone. It was probably the last five songs she listened to.
It was. How'd you know?
Yay. Okay, so have you ever been to a live concert?
Yes, many times.
Okay, give me some that you've seen.
I've seen Arctic Monkeys. I've seen Linkin Park.
Stop. Arctic Monkeys, were they good live?
They were very good. Very good.
I would have liked to see that, actually. I like that band. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Stone Temple Pilots,
I've
I think,
seen them, too.
It?
Yeah.
It was, no, Queens of the Stone Age.
Oh.
Queens of the Stone Age. They're good.
Mm-hmm.
AFI, A Fire Inside. I don't know.
So you've been to some shows. You go with your brother? You guys hit up some shows? Or
my mom and my brother.
Yeah.
Friends.
Your mom likes to go to concerts?
Yes.
Supportive of that situation?
Yes.
Yes. I met your mom one time last year, I think. She's a wonderful person.
Thank you.
She's very nice. Just like you guys. It's cool. All cut from the same stone. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
All right. What's your favorite color?
Periwinkle.
What's your favorite number?
21.
What's your favorite animal?
Zebra.
What's your favorite smell?
Lavender.
What's your favorite sound?
Oh, I don't know. That's weird. I don't know. I have no idea.
Okay. All right. That's a good answer. Pass. Are you superheroes? Do you like superheroes?
Sometimes.
Yeah, okay. Then we will skip that. Do you like Star Wars?
Not really.
Okay. Do you have any hobbies that we don't know about that you want to share with us? Something quirky or cool? Your nails look nice. Do you paint your own nails?
Yes, I do.
They look That's nice. Something. I just noticed you holding your microphone, audio description. They're very silver. Oh, they're glittery, aren't mm-hmm. they? Silvery, glittery.
Yes.
Very nice.
I like to paint my nails. I like molding clay. That's always been something I've been interested in.
Oh, that's cool. See, we're
acting.
Fine.
Acting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's really fun.
Okay. We're Ziana, you're sharing so many good answers with us. I love it. Love it. Where, if there was anybody in the world living, who could you share a meal with?
Bryan Cranston. He's
an actor. I knew that was going to be the answer.
Yeah. He's my all-time favorite actor.
What are some things that he's been in that you love besides Breaking Bad?
He was in Malcolm in the Middle.
Nice. I didn't know that.
He was also in The Infiltrator. I don't know if you've seen that movie.
I have.
He was in Last Flag Flying.
Yep.
All the Way.
Mm-hmm.
Godzilla.
He was in Seinfeld.
Yes, he was.
He was in Seinfeld.
Yes, he played Dr. Tim Watley, I
Yes, he yep. did. You know your Seinfeld yes. characters. Very nice. Or at least you know your Bryan Cranstons. Cool. So you're eating some food with Bryan Cranston. What are you going to ask him?
I don't know. What's your favorite color?
There you go. We're doing 20 questions with Bryan Cranston on everything EHC.
That would be cool.
Ziana, the Ziana special. All right. If you know Bryan Cranston or you can get in touch with him, just have him message my website here at maceo.net and we'll put him in touch with Ziana. So we can have a nice meal and ask him what his favorite color is. Hey, I'm down. Okay. So here we are. Your first full year of summer. I got a hard question for you before it's over. You did a great job. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Awesome having Ziana here. We've been friends for a few years now.
Yep.
Facebook friends and real friends.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we know what's going on, don't
yes,
we?
Okay, do.
Cool. I always like that you like my stuff, by the way.
Yeah.
That's nice of you.
Of course.
I always try to like back, too.
Cool.
We're good Facebook friends.
That's true.
Etiquette is appropriate. Thanks, Ziana. But
You're
before
welcome.
We go. Okay, here we go. A hard question. I want to give you the right one. There are two types of people in this world. What are they?
That's hard.
And that's why we call them hard questions, folks.
Two types of people.
Sure, it can be silly, it can be real, it can be two types of people in this world.
I feel like that's a trick question because I don't think there's just two types of people. I think there's like hundreds.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are giving away our third store coupon to our staff member, Ziana, who just gave a great answer. You
Yay.
Win. You won the question.
Yay.
Best answer. Did I interrupt you?
No.
Finish what you were saying. I was so excited by the answer that I just totally interrupted you. So bring it back.
I was done. I think I was good.
All right. Millions of kind of people in this world. There are just two folks. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Great answers. Always a pleasure talking to you. We would have been probably sitting and chatting anyway if we were
probably
not here.
Yeah.
Talking about our day or whatever. Ziana, have a great rest of your summer here at Enchanted Hills Camp. Have a great school year.
Thank you.
Look forward to seeing you and liking your stuff on Facebook, okay?
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you. You've been listening to Everything EHC. I'm your host, Maceo, and you've been listening to our show recorded right here at Enchanted Hills Camp. Thank you for listening. So many more to go. I got a whole another day and a half of stuff happening here before I head home, so keep checking back. Teen Session 2018, Everything EHC. I'm out, over, and out.